Headed out for a long walk? Put Carrie and Tommy in your ears. And for supportive comfort for your feet, slip on or lace up the new Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit.
Yes, it is for your Thursday afternoon, and what a show we've got for you today.
Oh, I mean, if we ever get this weather thing to air, I will be amazed. All that happened was Annabelle, one of our producers, our esteemed producers, sent me a TikTok earlier today, and I couldn't open it. But TikTok, it would have been, what, 20 seconds long, and I knew it was something about the weather, and I said, let's talk about it on the show anyway. What has happened just before we've gone to air is you guys have all had a half an hour discussion about what was explained in a 20-second TikTok.
It got so heated that producer Sondo, who was trying to explain to me, said in a rather terse noise, could I have someone here that understands math?
I just don't know. So I took my headphones off and I wouldn't listen so we could still talk about it on air. I just don't understand how one person was able to say something in a 20-second TikTok that six members of our team had to put their collective heads together to work out whether we could explain it on air.
We think she might be wrong, the TikToker. that's why. Anyway, we will talk about this later on in the show. Later. Up next, though, we've got to talk about how unfunny you were on the project. That's your job. You're paid to be the funny guy.
I still think it was funny.
We'll do it next. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday afternoon.
Huge show coming up. Alpha Sense, your chance to be a centenaire is still coming up this hour, Bickers.
Yes. Sorry, I'm just turning myself up and down. Hold on. I'm back.
Okay. Most people turn themselves on and off, but you turn yourself up and down. So I like it how you do things differently.
Should we talk about last night, you on the project? Everybody knows that you're the funny guy in the project. You're in the funny chair. You're where Pete Hellier sits. You sit there. Anyone that's going to be there, comedian, your job on the show is to bring the lulls.
And I mean, it works to varying degrees of success, judging by the messages I get on various forms of social media night to night. But last night I seemed to have a joke, which I still can't quite work out why it was so unfunny. But I was so happy with it.
I'm just going to say before you even go further, I don't even think it would classify as a joke. No, like as in you know, I think you're literally one of the funniest people I know. But I don't even understand what was funny about the thing that you were trying to do, even if you didn't quite nail it. The intention, you know, I don't even get.
This happens, not so often, but I do. It happens in stand-up too. Sometimes I have things that I will say and I'll realize instantly why it wasn't funny, and I'll agree with the audience all the time. And then every now and then I have something that I'm like, no, they didn't find that funny. I'll try it again tomorrow night. And I do it again and they don't find it funny. I'm like, I still don't really know why this wasn't funny. And it's very rare that happens on TV, but we get given our topics that we're going to talk about earlier in the day, right?
Yeah.
And I will go through and I'll write jokes about the things we're going to talk about. This story was about Canadian butter, and it was Canadian butter, and they had to change the ingredients, and so they'd put palm oil in the Canadian butter.
No, they'd fed the cows palm oil, which meant that the butter is the melting point is different.
Yes. And so this was the joke, which I said off the back. Palm oil, that's the problem in butter. So that's why you can't use butter. You've got to use, I can't believe it's not butter, because they don't use palm oil. Do you know what they use in that?
Well,
I can't believe it's not palm oil.
Ah.
I wrote that at 4 p.m. and thought it was a ripper. I've been looking forward to doing that joke for nearly 3 hours.
I mean, it was just a long way to get there. Like, I think the intent was good.
Yeah, I got tired.
That's exactly as I wrote it. I can't believe it's not butter. They don't use palm oil. They use, I can't believe it's not palm oil. And then I wrote under, ha, 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 ha.
That did happen.
Why didn't you guys read your script?
When you wrote in brackets, pause for standing ovation, that was the part that I was worried about. But do you think the fact that it's negative 1,000 degrees in Canada at the moment is a problem? With the
also, just put it in the microwave. Big deal, guys.
Curry. You're the best, Curry. You're the best.
I mean, I was funny.
Yeah, I know. Everybody was. Waleed was. Andy was. Everybody was, except me. Sonda.
So no, hearing it again. Hearing it again. Do you still think it's a joke?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a ripper. And I saw Sonda. I saw our producer then. She burst out laughing.
It's funny.
Why?
Yes. Because you know the product, I Can't Believe
It's
Not
Butter. Oh, my God, mate, I know the product, I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
So he's taking that as a common pop culture reference and applying it to palm oil. Yes, I Can't Believe It's Not Palm Oil.
I Can't Believe It's Not Palm Oil.
I Can't Believe It's Not Palm Oil.
It's not palm oil.
I don't know why you don't think that's funny.
No one else did, so I know I'm not alone. Oh. Did you hear the audience? They gave him nothing.
Do you know, I think there is a moment. I think there's a moment in it where I should have known that I was doomed. There's a bit, and I only heard it when we listened back to it. There's a bit, I don't even get to my joke before Carrie, you go like this, you go, oh, God. Which I rarely hear you say in my setup for my jokes. Jesse, can you just give us a joke again and we can stop after this bit, but listen closely.
Palm oil, that's the problem in butter. So that's why you can't use butter. You've got to use I Can't Believe It's Not Butter because they don't use palm oil. Do you know what they use in that?
Oh, God.
I Can't Believe It's Not Palm Oil.
You were gone.
God. Oh, I could see it coming. What I loved was that you then had messages from people that also didn't find it funny. They found it a serious issue, cultural issue we need to discuss. They were upset that you got derailed because the issue of palm oil is incredibly important.
Yes, I got a message such as this. I'm visiting my parents tonight and they love the project. So while I'm cooking dinner, I hear your joke about palm oil on the telly. See, she knew it was a joke at least. Please, can you tell the true story of palm oil on air? And then says how it's such an awful, oil and how destructive it is to habitats and stuff. And I understand that. And we have done stories on that exact same thing on the show many times before.
Yes, but about the gorilla habitat. Is that it?
The orangutans.
Orangutans.
And which products use palm oil, which products don't. And I just didn't think that it was time for when I was doing my I Can't Believe It's Not Palm Oil gear to break into a serious chat. But do you think anyone will laugh at this joke? Because
I mean, have we got cash to offer?
Oh, yeah, great, great.
13, 10, 60.
Yes.
Tommy will pay you to laugh at his joke. Is that what
I reckon? Let's chuck
$100
to the person that laughs most at the joke.
Sure, 13, 10, 60. Tommy can re-deliver it to you in case you want to hear the joke again. I certainly don't. One's calling yet.
Pickers.
I wasn't going to tell you. They don't even think they can pretend to laugh.
Mate, I wasn't going to tell you this, but it's actually from my upcoming joke book that I'm bringing out. Called I Can't Believe It's Not Comedy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday afternoon. 13, 10, 60 if you want $100. Easiest $100 you've ever made.
Mate, that's oversimplified.
That's the only reason these people are calling, because you've offered them money to laugh at your joke that we didn't laugh at on the project.
On national TV last night,
because it wasn't funny. Peter is on the line now. Peter, did you find it funny or you're calling for the money?
No, I rang up before you even offered the money. I thought it was hilarious.
Peter, what a man. What a man.
It might be my dirty mind, though, but I thought it was really funny.
I mean, there was nothing dirty about it, Peter. I feel like you may have misheard the joke. We'll just play it. We'll play it to you again, just to see your reaction. Okay.
Oh, that's Peter. A better joke, actually.
Jesse, play Peter the joke again and see his reaction.
Palm oil, that's the problem in butter. So that's why you can't use butter. You've got to use I Can't Believe It's Not Butter because they don't use palm oil. Do you know what they use in that?
What?
I Can't Believe It's Not Palm Oil.
Oh.
That's good. That's good.
I think it's hilarious. It's probably my dirty mind. I probably got it wrong, but
Peter, you're in first place, mate. Don't apologise for anything. It's fantastic. Let's go to Cass. Hey, Cass, is Bickers just turned miserable? It's a funny joke, isn't it?
Oh, I think she's turned miserable. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, good on
you. So you'd be happy, Cass, to just have a laugh here and not take the money?
Oh, why not? Bit of
air time. Cass, should we? We'll play you the joke and just give it as much as you think it deserves.
Yeah, palm oil, that's the problem in butter. So that's why you can't use butter. You've got to use, I can't believe it's not butter, because they don't use palm oil. Do you know what they use in that?
Oh, God.
I can't believe it's not palm oil.
Ah.
Oh, that's ridiculous, Cass.
That's so good. Oh, Cass.
I can't believe that's not funny.
I can't believe that's not funny. Cass, you're
Cass,
great.
You're funnier than that.
You're an idiot.
You're actually funnier than
Cass
that joke.
Yeah, Cass is funny.
Yeah, Cass is very funny. You're not. Yeah. That's the thing. Cass is very funny.
Why have you got such an angry tone? All these
No, I don't. I just think these people just want money.
Hey, Jared, do you reckon Bickmore, is she getting a bit slow in her old age?
I think she needed to pick it up and get with the times.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Jared. Jared, we'll play you the joke. Just give it as much as you think it deserves and just nice and natural. Here we go.
Palm oil, that's the problem in butter. So that's why you can't use butter. You've got to use, I can't believe it's not butter, because they don't use palm oil. Do you know what they use in that?
Oh, God.
I can't believe it's not palm oil.
Ah.
The biggest. Where were these guys last night on the show? That's so good.
I think these guys have lost their mind.
What do you mean? Why?
Just because I think that, I just think that it's forced laughter, and I think they deserve the money 100% because they're really good laughers, but they're not laughing at your joke. They're just laughing for money. We can all give it, okay, hold on, give me the joke again. Give it to me again. Is $100 up for me as well if I find it funny?
Just before we get to it, I'm just marking down the time and the 25th of February today when Carrie Bickmore's soul died.
Okay. See, that's funny.
She's back. Just like that, she's back. Carrie and Tommy. For your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And so much still to come. I mean, before the end of the hour, this team's got to sort themselves out and work out whether we can communicate a simple TikTok video out to the people of the great nation, because I have never seen panic amongst our team like this, Bickers.
I'm quickly, in the next sort of 5-10 minutes, going to head back to school and redo math so I can help solve this issue we're having. I might even do a meteorology degree while I'm there. Yes. That might help.
Yes. All I know is that there's a TikTok that's myth-busting something about a percentage chance of rain. And I thought, well, this has got to, I need to know this. And apparently.
You do need to know this.
Okay. Well,
everyone's going to have their minds blown once we work out exactly what it means.
You just stay with us for the next 4 weeks and we will blow your minds by the end of it. But right now it is time to play the hottest game in radio, Alpha Sense. If you want to win some sweet, sweet sense, give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're doing this.
Every time we play, you could win $10,000.
Cents.
On the Hit Network, it's the Morning Crew.
Carrie and Tommy's.
Alphabet.
Cents.
Oh, yes. The breakfast shows aren't the only place you'll get to win big, big cents, Bickers.
Yep, here you have the chance to win 10,000 cents with Alpha Cents. Mm-hmm. Angie, are you ready to play?
Ready as I'll ever be, Carrie.
Okay. Has everyone got the clock ready to go? Are you ready, Jess?
Let's do it.
You're going to have 30 seconds to answer. Angie, your letter is P. Go. P. A colour.
Pink.
A city.
Perth.
An ice cream flavour.
Pistachio.
Something you see on a plane.
People.
Something blue.
Pass.
A car brand.
Pass.
An Italian food.
Pasta.
Something soft.
Pass pillow.
Oh, pillow. I'm going to take pillows because, geez, Angie, you absolutely smashed through the first four.
Yes.
I thought you were going to be our first centenaire that we were going to give away on air. And then what happened? You just kind of crumbled. Something blue.
The pressure just got to me, I think.
I don't know. Bickers, what could have something blue been?
Pants, pen, paper.
Oh, okay. What was the next one after that? A car brand?
A car brand. Peugeot or Porsche, Pontiac, Porsche. All the expensive ones. Porsche, as we discovered.
Angie,
Let me give you the last one you would have had, an exercise.
An exercise. Running through polo.
There we go. I'll take it. It's also exercise.
Polo in your Porsche.
Angie, you've got 7 correct. That means 700 cents are coming your way.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
What are you going to spend the money on?
I won't get too excited. I'll save it up for a rainy day, I think.
Good on you, Ange.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Thursday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Guys, it's time to have our minds blown.
Did you know bananas are actually hurt?
Did you guys know that pandas are owned by China?
Blow our minds.
So, you know, you know when you check your phone, you check the weather. It has a percentage chance of rain when you look through your weather.
Yep.
And often I notice that it's not accurate and the rain never comes. And I think that's weird. But, you know, everyone looks every day. They decide, am I going to go for rain? Oh, 50% chance of rain. Oh, I might make sure I take my raincoat just in case, right? Mm. In the UK,
I was just going to say, how can you tell when it's not accurate as opposed to it just is the 50% chance that it wasn't going to rain?
Because sometimes it says 100% chance of rain and that rain don't come.
Right. Yes, you're right.
Okay. Do you know what I mean? And then you think, I thought it said we were going to definitely get rain today and I got no rain. Yeah. In the UK, a woman on TikTok has busted this myth. She's saying that we've all been reading our weather apps wrong all this time.
This time that I've like been caught in the rain and people are like, why haven't you brought a jacket and stuff like that, is because I've just found out that on the weather app, when it says 30% rain, I thought it meant 30% chance of rain. It doesn't mean that. It means that 30% of your area will be covered in rain.
Mind blown.
Whoa. Because... But if you, with your 100% example, that's still like 100% of the land, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Is this what you guys have been having arguments about?
So here's the issue. We all thought, what a great little mind-blowing fact for everyone to go, oh, and then producer Sonda says, so we were like, I don't know if that makes sense. And producer Sonda said, I think she's actually saying the same thing. And then she started drawing me circles and diagrams and started saying how the percentage of chance of rain coming, 30%, is the same as the percentage of area. And then as she looked at my confused face, she then said, have we got someone here that understands math that I might be able to talk to? Because she was shitty that I didn't understand her stupid diagram.
But I think Donnie's right. Because, say if you stood in...
Donnie explain her thing and then you can see if you agree.
Imagine that you've got a suburb that has an area and something says you're going to have 10% chance of rain. Yeah. Well, it's only when it's raining, it's 100% rain. So it's raining on top of us right now. It's 100% raining. But that could be in our suburb only in 10% of the area. So there's the percentage equals the area.
If I was in that area that it was raining, why does it say 10%? Your theory, it's 100%.
But your app at that point because it might just say 100%.
Say if there's 10 houses in the neighbourhood, then you've got a 10% chance of being in the house because 1 in 10 is going to get rained on.
Yes.
So you're guaranteeing in your area. that it rains on one.
Well, isn't that what this lady's saying?
Yes. Sorry. Yes. But I'm saying I don't think that's right you're in the house that you got wet under, if you opened your app, it said 100% chance of rain?
I don't think it's as specific our weather as to per house just yet.
You brought up the house example. Anyway, Sonda's very confident that she's got this right, and she sent off our producers to call the bureau to work it out. Has anyone called the bureau?
Of course. This is important.
Producer Caitlin, can you please just reenact for us the start of the call? So I'll pick up. G'day. Bureau of Meteorology here. How can I help you?
Hi, it's Caitlin here from the Carrie and Tommy National Radio Show.
Love the show. Great.
Yeah, it's really good. Look, we're in a bit of a
tizzy. I listen to the ABC, so I don't know what you're referring to.
She loved us. I said, look, we're in a bit of a tizzy because there's this TikTok video. Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, a tizzy? Oh, my God. And I said, well, there's this TikTok video. Anyway, we're trying to understand, like, what the percentage of rain means in the app.
Yes, and what did she say?
Drum roll, please.
No, sorry, yes, sorry.
Drum roll.
So she sent me a how to interpret the daily rainfall forecast.
Oh, she didn't even tell you.
Well, she...
Oh, God, so now we're going to get your interpretation of a document from the Weather Bureau.
Yeah, basically, which is a real worry.
So does she get this question so often that she's got a template to send out?
No. So she got at this yesterday from someone. She goes, oh, someone called about this yesterday and we sent this document out to
her. Which radio show beat it?
Oh, we're a day old, guys.
Oh, God. This is a blog from 2014. So it's
real late.
7 years old.
It was updated in 2018, and this is still how our weather is forecast.
Okay, great.
So it says in here that we do the chance of rain. So technically, this refers to – you can't laugh because then you won't understand. Technically, this refers to the likelihood of the selected area, for example, Sydney – receiving more than the minimum measurable amount of rain, which is 0.2 millimetres, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's saying there's 70% chance that this area, Sydney, will receive more than that small amount.
So, the TikTok woman is saying that 70% of the area of Sydney was going to get rain. So you're saying the TikTok woman is wrong that Sonda's right?
No, but Sonda's saying that they're both the same thing.
No,
and
they're not.
I agree with her.
They're
it's
not.
The same thing, Donnie.
Because either 100% chance it's going to rain or, oh, God.
Do you know what we need? No, we need someone that understands maths.
There's another part.
We do.
Oh, is there more?
So what if, hold on one sec.
Yes.
But under your theory, though, if you're in the Sydney area, if you're in a spot, right, that gets rain.
Yep. I'm going to draw the spot.
I don't know. Oh, just
wait. Can I please add this extra bit? It's really important.
Caitlin needs to talk.
Okay. So there is also another element where you see it says, you know, 4 to 15 millimetres. So some areas will receive 4 millimetres, some may receive more than 15 millimetres. It changes throughout the area, but we don't say, you know, 30% of this area will get rained on. We say there is 70% chance of rain across Sydney today. And there is this amount of mils that can drop in all
different
places.
That's irrelevant to the percentage of maths that we're trying to work out.
Could we get a
meteorologist on?
Jesse?
We can. She said we could if we wanted.
You're not going to bring us this stupid, I can't believe it's not butter joke.
Jesse.
Oh, my God.
Please.
He's got to find it. From 2016 or 14 or whatever it was. Just give it to us again. Yeah, give it to us live. Go on.
I think we're done, aren't we?
I am. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Yes, it is for your Thursday afternoon. If you are just joining us, you just missed a riveting chat about the chance of rain. And I just got to circle back on one thing here.
Don't you dare.
No, because we got a message at Carrie Tommy Show from Annie.
We need to apologise. That's what we need to do. But yes, what's the message say?
Annie said, just listen to the rain theory. And I'm sorry, but you guys have just confused me even more.
Yeah, same.
I'm sorry, everybody. That was 7 minutes of your life you can't get back.
I'm actually surprised it was only 7 minutes because for me it felt like an eternity.
Did it rain during that eternity?
There was a 10% chance.
In your area.
We've got heaps still to come on the show, including Carrie Bickmore getting violent for one of the first times that I can remember. We need to discuss that. But up next.
Something closer to the home front for you.
Yes. I've got a license that's giving me issues, and we'll chat about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo. Carrie and Tommy. For your Thursday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. A little bit later on, we're going to add someone else onto our list for Mardi Gras 2021 at carrieandtommy.com.au if you want to come along.
But right now, I want to take you all the way to California. Jesse, can you set the scene?
California.
Oh, that's good. Party. Yeah.
California.
California girls. You got any of those, Jess? What do you got? That's uplifting.
Good stuff.
A young woman, Leslie Pilgrim is her name. She needed to get a new license, so she went in and got the photo taken for the license because. And when it arrived, she went, oh, I've got my mask on in the photo, which was weird because when she got it taken, she did have one photo taken. And it's not just a mask. It's like the biggest mask I've ever seen. Her whole chin is covered in.
Comes just under her eyes.
Yes. Her left eye is tucked into it, basically. Like you get no kind of sense of the face at all. But she said she took the photo once and then the photographer said, oh, sorry, you've got your mask on. She was like, oh, God, I wear these so much that I forgot. And she took it off.
I was going to say the photographers are always very quick. Like you can't even smile. They're always like, stop smiling. Stop looking this way. Keep it straight. You know, they're so onto it.
Yes. Yes. And he must have thought, well, she's not smiling. Oh, that's because I can't see her face because it's behind this mask. But she took it off. They took another normal photo, but then somehow the photos must have got mixed up. And so when her license arrived, it was this mask photo. And she's panicking because she's saying, I'm a law student and this has to be illegal to have a masked face photo on your license. And I understand Leslie's pain because for many years now, I have had a license where I have a face tattoo, it's Mike Tyson's face tattoo on my license. And I was so excited because it was finally getting renewed.
But can we just, before you talk about the renewal of it, I'm still a bit confused how you got it passed in the first instance.
Mm. I walked in, I got a makeup artist to do the face tattoo on me.
Yes.
And then I walked in. And I didn't say anything.
They just assumed it was your face, so they couldn't remove tattoo. It. Yeah. So they just...
Yeah, that's the thing about having a face tattoo. People don't ask you many questions. No.
But when you get pulled over or you're in trouble with the cops, which is quite frequent, and you have to show them your license, is it tricky then when you don't have the face tattoo?
It's annoying, yes. I play a very straight bat and they say...
What do you say?
The copper or the more often just it's security.
Oh, okay. Well, looks, mate, like here this is not proper identification because you are not the same person here. Where's your face tattoo?
Sorry? It's gone.
Well, in between the time that you got this license and now, you've had it removed?
Yeah, I got it removed straight away. That photo is actually from a few years ago. I'm sorry.
That's good. Yeah. That's very good. Made me quite uncomfortable, actually.
Yeah. I often just say, it's a word of warning. Don't get face tattoos. Like, I say that to the person. They're like, oh,
also,
yeah, okay.
Don't confront you about anything because that was quite intimidating.
But it's so annoying. And my license was up for renewal. And I'm like, oh, great. I can get a new photo. I don't have to deal with these questions anymore. And then my mum came over for dinner for my birthday and she said, oh, darling, I've renewed your license for another 3 years.
Oh,
and
no.
It automatically is the same photo. So now I'm stuck with my face tattoo for another 3 years.
Why is your mum renewing your license?
Because I'd never changed the address. And so.
Yeah, but doesn't she get your mail and give it to you to do? You're a grown man.
You know, she pays stuff and I pay her back.
You don't pay her back, do you?
Of course I do.
Use her like a PA? She goes and like fills out your license rego for you and stuff?
No, it's just a payment thing. You just pay. I got heaps of stuff on. Mum doesn't have that much stuff on.
Mate, this show only runs because everyone else does the stuff that you need that you don't have
we
time
for. We just witnessed
for.
That
in your
with
home
a seven
life,
and a half minute weather
your
chat.
Your mum does all your stuff for you at home. I think it's time you took that into your own hands. If I was a prospective girl and I knew your mum was paying your bills,
isn't it a great offer? If you marry me, you can pay my bills. How exciting.
Or you could have your mum pay your bills as well. Actually,
that's
that would be
pretty
handy.
Good. That's
my
pretty
bills are
good.
Piling up.
That's pretty good.
I wonder how many people have their mum still doing stuff for them in their 40s. Like, it's that's not, quite
oh,
late
mate.
For you. If I slip in that you're in your 40s enough, do you think people will leave it?
Yeah, they already do. I feel like this is payback back for one time that I mentioned you may have been menopausal and then you've held on to that ever since.
I'm feeling menopausal today. 13, 10, 60.
I'm feeling 40 if it helps.
What's your mum still doing for you? I want to hear from people in their 40s. I'm guaranteeing 99% of them will be men. okay, 30s, late 30s, 40s and beyond, what's your mama still doing for you, baby boy?
We'll take your calls next, 13, 10, 60.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon on 13, 10, 60. What's your mum still doing for you?
It's no surprise. We've just discovered that Tommy's mum pays his bills, renews his driver's licence.
No, it's just my driving related stuff. So
that's the only thing she has. You make her pay your fines.
Yes.
She has better things to do with her life, you know that.
Yeah, I mean, no, it makes her feel motherly.
It makes her poor. That's what it makes her.
No, no, I pay.
Do you?
Yeah, of course I do, mate.
Amala, are you there?
Straight away.
Amala, what is your. Good. What does your mum still do for you?
It's not my mum. And oh my God, I hope he's not listening. It's actually my mother-in-law. My husband and my mother-in-law, she makes his doctor's appointments. And he actually goes to the appointments instead of me telling him, you need to see a doctor for this. He won't do it. She made one and he went. So
to the paediatrician?
No, it was actually to an eye doctor. It was actually, so for about 6 months, he couldn't see properly and everything was fuzzy. And I said to him, I don't think that's right. I really think he should get it checked out. And he didn't say anything, you know, he didn't go. And then my mother-in-law heard about it. So she made the appointment, rings him and says, I've made you an appointment for tomorrow at 3:00. Go. And he went. Turns out he had cataracts in his eyes.
See, mum's
and that meant
stuff.
He was confusing mother-in-law for you. Did he think he was married to the wrong, different woman? Like what?
No, that's just his mum. Not my
I think
mum.
It is a man thing. I was surprised when you called through.
I'm not doing that when they're older. I have two boys. I am not doing that for my boys when they're older. Once they're 18 and out of this house, see you later.
Amala, I'm so sorry, but you have to.
I probably will. I know, but yeah, I don't want to be 40 like my husband and having my mum make my appointment. So, if you're listening.
Who else have we got? Because
we got Chris here. Chris, is it you or your partner's mother doing the bill paying and the bookings?
Hi, how are you going? It's not about the bills. My ex mother-in-law used to, and I believe still does, and he's now in his 40s, clips his toenails.
Oh. Okay. What? I can see why he's your ex, for starters, Chris.
Absolutely.
Is there a reason? Can he not reach his toenails? Is there an actual reason?
Oh, you know what? I think it's pure laziness, but she seems to buy into it. So she can have the job. He's an ex for a reason.
How? Okay. Yeah.
See, this is what's going to happen, Tommy. Are you listening to these women?
Yes,
they're not into it.
I've already texted my mum and said, Mum, I need my toenails clipped.
Dylan, are you there?
Yep.
What's your mum still doing for you, mate?
She still makes me bed and wakes me up in the morning for work.
That's all right.
How old are you, Dylan?
Dylan?
39.
Okay, not as young as I thought.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit, available in lace-up and slip-on designs. You can try them now in-store or shop online at skechers.com.au.
Heaps of the show still to go, including up next, because I long suspected that there was rivalries between fellow Gold Logie winners, but I just did not know that they would come out in such aggressive, violent, and personally, I think, just horrific ways. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The disfigurement that I almost caused, one of the project team.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about next.
I think it was due.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That's right, attempted murderer Carrie Bickmore.
You're overreaching big time.
I know, but I thought it'd hook them in, hook the listeners, and their ears would perk up and they'd go, what? I've got to pull over and park the car for this.
Carrie almost murdered Waleed.
Yeah, I'm staying tuned for the next 3 to 4 minutes while they discuss what actually happened, which is far more disappointing than an attempted murder. Do you want to talk about it?
Yes, I would like to talk about it because I think I did everything right, but you and Waleed
were
actually, the whole room was horrified.
Horrified.
And I was quite proud of myself.
I said to Carrie yesterday in a meeting for the project, I walked in with these foam kind of bouncy balls and I said, let's do the trust catching exercise. And you didn't know what it was.
No.
And so I got you to stand next to me.
Yep.
And then I got Waleed to throw a foam ball at your face.
Yep.
And I would reach across and yep. you can't move and I catch
and
it.
And I've got my eyes closed.
No, open. You just closed your eyes because you were scared.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't.
Well, this could explain why this whole thing ended the way it did. Because I closed my eyes. So I had no idea the speed with which Waleed threw the ball at my face.
No. This is such. He threw it at just a normal pace. But
eyes
then,
closed. I didn't know that.
But then we did it again.
But you jumped in and quickly caught the ball in front of my face before it hit my face.
Yes, about an inch from your
face. And that's why it's called the trust game. And I was like, oh my God, it's amazing.
But then we showed you another example.
No, the next example we did was you threw the ball for me to catch. And I was going to defend too.
One of our bosses.
One of our bosses.
Yes.
And what you did was throw an underarm, such a soft throw that I thought you did like that because you thought Carrie can't catch.
Yeah, I did.
And I can catch. And I caught it beautifully just before it hit our producer's face.
You didn't catch it.
Oh, didn't I?
No, you
in my memory, I caught it beautifully.
You stopped it from hitting
his face. Oh, I hit it out the way. Anyway.
And then Waleed said, can I have a go?
Yeah.
And he stood up and I stood next to him, ready to catch it.
And
explain to the people what you did. You were a metre and a half from his face and you didn't do any 3-2-1. You did none of this.
I wound up as if I was on a baseball pitch.
Yes. And you threw you threw a fastball quicker than
fast
I ever thought.
I think I've ever thrown a ball.
I've never seen a ball move this fast. Yep. And with no warning.
Who didn't catch it?
I didn't, because I didn't even have time to react. And poor Waleed, who was like right into the game, he was unlike
you. Because the whole game is you're not meant to flinch.
And that bloke didn't move a muscle.
As I smashed a ball into his face.
And then he looked at me like, what just happened?
Yeah, because you're
meant
to catch it, mate.
No,
you didn't.
That's not the look. He had a look of fear of like, why is Carrie trying to kill me? And I looked back like, bro, I don't know what just happened. And then we looked at you and you were doing your maniacal cackle thing. Yeah, that thing. That thing. Mate, why did you throw it so hard?
Because I thought the name of the game was to throw it hard because you were meant to
throw it hard.
Be a bit scared by the throw. But I didn't know because the first one I had my eyes closed, so I assumed you threw it hard. The second one, I thought you were lobbing it to me because you thought I couldn't catch.
No.
So when it came to my turn, I was playing the game the way I thought it was meant to be played.
We were all lobbing it.
I can't help if you can't catch.
We were all lobbing it because we like each other. But then for some reason, this streak of hate came out in you.
There's no hate. I'm competitive. You know that.
That wasn't competitive. That was killer.
Well, if you ever need a job done, you know who to do it for you.
The hit. Imagine. Well, wait, you've just got to stay there. Carrie Hitmore.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
As you just heard, C. Bickmore tried to kill one of our colleagues. She threw a ball at Waleed's head. As hard as I've ever seen someone throw.
I just played the game the way I thought it was meant to be played.
It was meant to be a trust exercise where you gently throw something and I catch it before it hits him in the face.
Yeah.
And you pegged it at him.
Yeah, and it hit him in the face.
And we thought we'd better go, ooh, geez, to the man himself to get his hot take on how badly his feelings are hurt and actually to check
his
that
he didn't face.
Reconstruction surgery in his face. Waleed Ali, can I bro? Sure.
Thank you for the applause.
Yes, anytime.
I was told there would be a shield. Why is that not the case?
How's your face?
It's fine.
It wasn't that hard, was it?
Well, luckily the ball was soft.
The throw was hard.
If that ball was even remotely unsoft,
would I be playing for Australia? were you impressed by my throwing capacity?
You hit the target. Let's put it that way.
A cricket ball would have killed you.
Stop.
Possibly. It certainly would have hospitalised me.
Yes.
Well, we weren't playing with cricket balls. I wouldn't have turfed a cricket ball that hard at his face.
That's an interesting question. Mm. Tommy, do you think if it were a cricket ball, she would have still thrown it?
I wouldn't even have thrown it. Your face is too precious.
Mate,
my income is dependent on your face as well, so I would have considered that before I proceeded.
That's not true, because you threw this as hard as you could.
No, that's a softball. That wasn't going to do any damage.
So she's saying now that the softball was part of the
catalyst.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a different story to what I heard.
Genuine explanation, which I just explained before, was because I had my eyes closed the first time it happened, I thought everyone turfed the ball hard.
Tommy
did it to me, I thought he was doing it soft because I was a girl and couldn't catch. And so when it got to my turn, I did it the way I thought the game was meant to be played.
You not being able to catch has nothing to do with the fact that you're a girl. You're unco.
Do you see how she's made this a feminist?
Yeah, I know. I know. And she can certainly throw.
We've learned that.
Do you want to pitch a ball at my face? Is that what would make this even?
I think it's retribution time.
Oh, no, it's not me to do that.
What, to play the game?
No, I can play the game.
Yeah, just play the game.
I don't want to pitch a ball at your face.
No, will you play the game however you play the game?
Hang on, but is someone standing next to you or you just want me to throw a ball at your face?
He's going to hopefully catch this time. He didn't catch it when I did it for you, and that's how you ended up with a ball to the face.
Okay,
but hopefully this time you'll catch it.
Well, it depends how hard Wally's going to throw it.
Oh, no, I've just realised what's going to happen. You're not going to try to catch it, are you? And you're going to let the ball go into my face.
I would never.
You will. I even asked for it too, haven't I?
Yes.
I can't unask.
You can unask.
This is...
You could do it with somebody else. You could get another.
Yeah, someone that
you know who will throw a ball at your face.
No, Sonda.
Sonda, our producer, she will throw a ball at your face.
No. The ball throwing is happening by Waleed. I'm talking about who's going to stop the ball.
Hang on. How do we get to a point?
Why is people just turfing balls at me?
Actually, Eli, our web guy, he wants to throw it as well. We've actually got a lineup of people outside who want to throw a ball at your face.
Maybe Sonda can try and catch. Oh gosh, can Sonda catch?
Yeah, Sonda.
Okay, Sonda, try and catch the ball. Please do it, Sonda. Don't think of radio and trying to make good radio and getting my head smashed. Please, promise me. Promise me.
Well, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Because so do you know what you have to do?
No.
We stand up.
This is great. She doesn't know.
We stand up, and what happens is he throws. I can't hold it though. Okay. Yeah, yep. I can hold it. He throws the ball, and you've got to try and catch it before it hits me in the face.
Okay.
Sonda, understand? Would you describe yourself as naturally sporty?
This is not a good idea.
Yeah, great.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Get ready. No, you're fine. You're not allowed to move.
Eyes closed or open?
No, open.
Open. I'm
eyes open.
I
think we've got to explain.
Go like this and catch it.
I know what a catch is.
You're just a long way away.
I think we've got to explain for the listeners' benefit that the person standing in Carrie's position now having the ball thrown at their face cannot... Part of the
can't
game.
That's
flinch.
Why it's a trust exercise.
Right. This is the thing. So the reason I got hit was not that I couldn't get out of the way. It was that I decided... Not to, because that was the game.
Yes.
Okay. So you can't move, Carrie. Yes.
I can't guarantee that.
You can't move.
Okay.
Carrie, you can't move.
No, why are you on the balls of your feet? Yeah. You're not allowed to move.
Okay.
You stand up and really
I should stand up.
Okay. Yeah.
Should I take a run-up?
Yes. No.
You think I should take a run-up?
Because I didn't try and deliberately hurt you.
Yes, you
deliberately
did, mate.
Hurt me.
Right.
Trust Sonda.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, it is in throwing position.
What distance would you say this is?
I'd say it's about a metre and a half.
Okay, socially distant. Down.
Yes, it's
this
perfect.
This was fun yesterday. It's perfect. More fun today.
Sonda is ready. Yep. Waleed's ready.
You did not even try. And that was the worst throw I've ever seen by anybody. You threw it at my stomach.
Do you want me to do it again?
No, I don't.
You moved more than Sonda. Sonda froze. What happened?
I thought I was going to be ready 3-2-1.
I thought Waleed would have a good throw on him.
Let's do a good throw.
Oh, no! Okay.
Because you've got to actually not move.
Okay, I can't hold the mic because I need
to... That's fine. You don't need to hold my. Don't cover
you're
your
not.
Face.
Are you going to say ready and then throw?
Yeah.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
Okay. Oh!
Because don't move.
Okay.
Three.
Two,
one.
Oh! Thank God I turned my head. You were terrible,
she moved.
Sonda.
She moved.
I did Both because I knew did. Sonda couldn't catch.
Sonda also jumped out of the way.
So hang on.
And it hit the back of my head. If I'd been facing towards you, that would have done exactly what I did to you.
Can I ask you this question? Was that a better throw for you, Carrie?
It was a much better
throw. Did you enjoy that one more?
Yep, I did. I have far more respect for you now.
Next up, with the cricket ball.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. And guys, coming up, we're inviting a very special guest to Mardi Gras with us as we celebrate 2 weeks of LGBTQIA+ art, theatre, film, talks and more at Mardi Gras 2021. Full festival details at mardigras.org.au.
Oh, however, there's a slight bummer. We were going to bring you an interview we did with gorgeous 26-year-old Australian musician, singer-songwriter G Flip. We chatted to her earlier today, and she is in the TikTok parade at Mardi Gras this year. She attended Mardi Gras last year for the first time and said it was one of the most invigorating, exhilarating, liberating experiences of her life. And we had the most beautiful chat with her, only we've had a technical technical issue and we lost the entire interview. So we can't bring you that interview with G Flip.
Yes, I think we should say exactly what happened rather than just say we had a technical issue. What happened was Jesse, the guy who pushes the buttons on our show, didn't hit play and record at the same time.
No,
you can't
Jesse's
tell that lie because we're about to prove that wrong.
We had something wrong in the recording and almost all of the recording had this glitchy kind of robotic static bit. But Bickers, guess what?
Oh, I know what's happened. The beginning bit was fine, wasn't it?
I have been able to salvage the only bit of the interview we could salvage. Sorry. And Chief, if you're listening, thank you for being so generous and so lovely. We're sorry for being so unprofessional. But the great news for everyone is I could salvage about 10 seconds of the interview only. And it was once again another display of Carrie Bickmore's electric chemistry with our guest.
The one and only G Flip, and she joins us on the phone now. Welcome.
Woo, hey, what's up?
Good. Talk to us.
That's it. That's it.
Why do I keep telling people how I am when they haven't asked?
I don't know. I think you just predetermine it and you think they're always going to. I think if anybody does anything except asks you how are you, you're stuffed because you've already got good in the canon.
What should I have responded to when someone says, what's up? I just don't chat. My friends and I don't say, what's up? So I didn't have any gear.
You could have said anything. You could have said, not much. You could have said, Mardi Gras is what's up. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
you could have said
good.
Heaps. You could have said, you know.
I'll know that for next time.
But also, you could have just gone, good. Which I think worked fine.
We are, though, about to invite someone we love very much on this Mardi Gras journey with us. We will chat to him next.
Oh, Bickers, let's just quickly do a practice chat. If you say hello, I'll be him. Yep. You just say hello.
Yep. Hello.
Hey, Bickers, what's up?
Good.
Great.
Good. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Don't wanna keep us out, can't hold us down anymore.
Carrie and Tommy, light up, fire up, rise up.
We gotta rise till we fall.
To the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Oh yeah, Bickers. We are going to the Mardi Gras next. Oh, it's only a week and a bit away.
It is only a week a bit away. And that voice you just heard there. That is the voice of a very important man.
Yes, that is comedian, that is internet sensation, that is all things of the apps that we don't understand. Christian Harlan, he joins us now. G'day, Christian.
Oh, I'm back again. You guys are leeching off my success, it seems.
Not just now, Christian. We plan on doing this at Mardi Gras. Are you joining us to parade?
I secretly was hoping that you'd ask me to join you. I am so excited. I'm absolutely there. And I'm going to wear my tiny little Speedos.
Yes.
And everything's going to be out. Well, not everything, most of the things.
At the start of the night, have it all in would be great. That's a request from me, a personal request, because you are going to be our team leader. Because you went last year, you went, and I remember seeing on your socials your whole nine. It looked epic, but because you've been there before and we haven't, we need you to guide the way.
Ooh, okay, yeah, that's not great, but I can try. Tommy's a hard one to wrangle. That's all I'll say.
Well, I also don't know if our guide should be the one who got too pissed and passed out by 5 p.m.
What? I didn't post anything about that.
Oh, yes, you did. And I watched. There was a photo of you, and it was you lying down, and you said you'd had two shots of vodka.
Okay,
you passed out, and then you regrouped. And
no,
you came to the party.
I was on a float for the, it's a gay club called Puff Doof, and they were like tequilas for everyone, and I had half a sip of tequila, and I don't drink, and I passed out, and I almost missed the start of Mardi Gras, but it was fine. Okay?
Did you really have half a shot of tequila and pass out?
Yeah, well, I celebrated my birthday. I don't know if this will make it to air. They organised a stripper to come over and nude, but then I did my first belly button shot, and a belly button's not that deep, and I did some tequila, and 5 seconds later, there's video evidence of this, I threw up.
Oh, Christian.
Was it from the belly button lint?
No. Oh, mate, I've done far worse things. So it was definitely from the alcohol.
Christian, shouldn't strippers get nude? What kind of birthday celebration is it? If a stripper doesn't get nude, are they a stripper?
Oh, yeah. So awkward to have with you.
Aren't they just a scantily clad person?
Isn't it just a typical night for Christians?
Yeah, isn't it just someone in their jocks?
Yeah, it was. But, well, did you show me, Tommy. You show me.
I guess what I'm insinuating is, did your friends pay less money and only get a, like, slightly unclothed stripper?
Probably. I mean, I'm not worth too much.
It's a tight ass, so you don't get to see a tight ass.
Oh, my God, this is so awkward. Oh, my God, is this what Mardi Gras is going to be like? No. Do you know what you're in for, Tommy? Firstly, do you know how thirsty the gays are for you?
His grind is going to go off.
You need your own security.
Can that be you?
You really want that?
Yeah, catch him on the way
in. I'll strip search. Yeah. Put on the glove. All right, hey, cavity search.
Is there anything we need to know just from an event point of view? We know it's an awesome, awesome night. Mm. It's filled with love and laughter and everything you want from an evening. Is there anything else we need to know going into this?
Yes. The adrenaline will kick in, it'll go really quickly, and as soon as you finish, your body physically shuts down. I mean, you're both pretty old, but like, it all of that, it hurts. Like, that's the only thing, is prepare yourself when it finishes, when you're like, oh, what a great experience, and you're sort of just, you've got to walk back to your hotel and you're chafed, you're sweaty.
No, we're going out, mate.
Okay, well, good for you. Definitely not.
5:30. You are in bed.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
Well, we can't wait, Christian. We can't wait to see you. We can't wait to see all our gorgeous listeners and everyone that is attending Mardi Gras. Till then, my friend.
I'll see you soon.
If anyone else does want to join us in the parade, carryandtommy.com.au as we celebrate 2 weeks of LGBTQIA+ art, theatre, film, talks and more at Sydney Mardi Gras 2021. Full festival details at mardigras.org.au.
Headed out for a long walk? Put Carrie and Tommy in your ears. And for supportive comfort for your feet, slip on or lace up the new Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit.